Power Camel, this is Brock.
Hey, Brock. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you doing?
Hey, Gail. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Glad we're not still playing phone tag.
It was one of
those deals. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, all right. So I couldn't quite get from your voicemail. Are you moving to Tulsa, or are you setting up another location so you'll have two locations?
Well, so I'm just testing out the market in Tulsa to see if it's a good permanent location.
Gotcha.
But it's a lot less competitive than Arizona. So I'm sure the response rate would be a lot higher to advertising.
Gotcha.
Wondering, would it be difficult to be like 2 weeks advertising here, 2 weeks advertising there? Would that kind of get rid of momentum and stuff like that within the campaign? Or, I just want to see if that's doable or if it's not worth switching it back and forth.
So it's definitely doable. In fact, I checked before I called you back to make sure that it was something we could do. And yeah, there's nothing stopping us. We can alternate that way. I do worry a little bit about momentum, because what would essentially happen on the 2 weeks, for example, that you're focusing on Tulsa is all of a sudden you would just kind of drop off the Facebook radar in Peoria. It would be better if you could run both places concurrently. That way you don't lose ground back in Arizona. But it's not the worst thing ever to switch back and forth. So you have options. I guess it's probably the best way to put it.
Okay. Because I don't remember if it was yesterday or the day before that it went live. I think maybe 2 days ago.
I think that's what I saw too.
Okay. I don't know if you can see like how many views, how many
that,
or whatever, but
that I can't see, but let me look. No, I'm not able to see that from my view, unfortunately. Your text might be able to, over in customer service.
Yeah. I was just curious because I know from other advertising stuff that I've done in Phoenix area, mm-hmm. Peoria. I mean, it's very competitive.
So right.
Like most other markets, you get more response for the same ad spend.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, I was curious about Tulsa because until about the last year, it hasn't made sense for solar here. But just within the last year, electric costs have gone up 50%.
And no so now, kidding.
Yeah, so now solar financially makes sense for people here, and it's very recent. And so a lot of people are, they're thinking about that. So
response
would be a lot better. That's why I do live in Peoria. It's more convenient, but right now I'm in Tulsa, and I will be probably through the end of next week.
Okay.
I didn't know for a week and a half if it'd be worth running it here just to see, or if that's even a long enough period to tell anything.
And it is kind of hard to know. I'm just thinking about how the retargeting works. So someone searches solar, you come up in their Facebook feed as an ad, and then your ad would kind of follow them around. If it just happened, like somebody, your ad just started following somebody, and then it's the time for the week off or the week, 2 weeks off to go back to Arizona, then those ads would stop following them at the same time. That would be my biggest concern. Well, but being that Tulsa is such a better market, and I can see how, I mean, Arizona's got to be really saturated for solar companies. I can definitely see where Tulsa might be better. You know, it's probably worth a shot a couple times and see how it does. Or here's another idea. What if we did, because you've already got an account established, you've got your minimum met already for Facebook. What if we continue the way we are with Arizona, maybe do $100 a month for Tulsa and just let them run? I mean, the phone calls will still come right back to you. You can, you know, if you get a booking, you can book them out at your convenience for when, you know, that 2-week window that you'll be back. That I think would give you a better snapshot. And then if it doesn't work, we drop that 100 off of Tulsa. Or if it works really well, we put all of it over into Tulsa when you move. That would be an option. And we, is that,
and yeah, would there be a way to like, say I was like, hey, let's do $200 in Tulsa, but I want all of it spent by the end of next week. Is there a way to just I just want to see really kind of as quickly as possible if there's going to be response out here.
You bet.
Because I'm trying to assess, like, do I want to plan another trip out here and test out a little bit more and then make it a more...
I like that. I like that. And, yeah, definitely. And we can... So I would need to double-check with your Facebook technician to be sure. Well, you know what? Let me just ask him. He's probably back from lunch.
Yeah.
I don't think we need to...
Hey, let's start running these like today in Tulsa kind of thing.
And that's, let's see, I'm going to ask our tech over there real quick. Actually, your tech, his name is Kyle. Let's see.
And, I mean, are you able to see what the ad is? Because I gave him a couple ideas, like free smart home system, that kind of stuff with solar, but we're not doing that in Tulsa.
Okay. Let me see. I can't see them, but I can actually have this very same tech send us screenshots of your ad, and then I can get those over to you.
Cool.
Let's see if he answers me here. What I'm asking him is would we even need to rewrite the ads? I'm thinking, I hope he tells me no, other than if there's any mention of city or area, we'd have to change that. I just want to make sure that we could launch that Tulsa campaign quick enough. I mean, normally, you know, it takes up to 2 weeks to get them going, but you're already on board. So I'm thinking that's going to be sped up. And I'll tell you what, he's not answering me quick. He hasn't even seen my message yet. So I'm guessing, oh, it looks like he is at lunch yet. That would be the why. Oh, except he just came back. No, he didn't. All right. Let me get that answer from him. I'll bug him here so let's say within the hour, I'll have an answer for you just to make sure we can get it done quick enough. I think it'll work.
Good. I am meeting with someone in about 40 minutes, so I might not pick up if you call, but shoot me a message.
No worries. And, you know, I actually, now that you mention it, I do have a meeting, too, in about 45. Mine will only take about a half hour. So should we just kind of regroup when we're both done? Should be right about the same timing?
Yeah, so I've got an appointment 3:30 here in Tulsa.
Okay.
and it will probably take an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay. We'll just connect when we're able. I'll get the answers, make sure that everything's going to work. And, you know, if we can't get back together until tomorrow morning, it's not going to delay us very much. I mean, we're halfway through the day. So, but I'll do the legwork this afternoon. We'll connect. I'll let you know when I've got the answers, and then you can call me back when you're able. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome. All right. You bet. Thank you. Talk to you soon, Buck. Bye-bye.